I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's it like to be in New York at this time of year?
It's exciting. First Fan Fest, give a little back. I've said it before, pitching in front of these fans at Citi Field, there's no better feeling. So to be able to come up here in the offseason and enjoy some time with them is definitely a cool thing.
I know the first Cy Young that you got, that overwhelmed you a little bit. After the second one, and maybe a week later when you sit back and kind of take a deep breath, what were your thoughts, two-time Cy Young Award winner?
I don't even know if it's really set in. When it's announced, I'm already throwing, getting ready for the next year. And it was a goal and dream to win one, but to win them back-to-back is almost unreal. It's kind of hard for me to really wrap my head around. The list of guys I'm mentioned with is an honor and, kind of crazy to think about.
As a former shortstop who's become a pretty good pitcher in his major league career, I'm sure this has crossed your mind a little bit after a couple of Cy Youngs, but maybe the Hall of Fame wasn't something that was in your mind a long time ago, but Derek Jeter, obviously, with the Yankees, that's been front and center here in New York going in this week. Is that something that you think about in the back of your mind?
I think the way I play this game, the goal is to be the best I can be. So, if that's something that I'm able to keep pitching how I would like to pitch, then, it would definitely be a goal, but that's a long way away. So I try to take it one day at a time, one season at a time, and one pitch at a time.
The Mets had a manager, then didn't have a manager, and now do have a manager in Luis Rojas. I think we all know him pretty well. Luis has been around a while. Give me your thoughts on him taking over.
Yeah, definitely exciting. Had him in the minor leagues, and then being around him this year, truly cares about the players. Wants the best for each and every guy. Fun to be around, so I'm excited about it. Anytime you really feel like your manager's rooting for you, it helps you out. So he definitely wants the best for everybody and really a really good guy.
There's a few additions to the pitching staff as well. Let's take the two starters that come in, Porcello and Waka. Gives you more depth, that's for sure. And these guys, they know how to pitch. They're veterans. What did you think about that?
Yeah, anytime you have depth is important. It's very tough to make it through a season with just five starters, and anytime you can have a guy with a name like that fill in or be in the rotation or kind of whatever role they're needed is definitely a help. And like I said, the goal is to remain healthy, but you always need depth, and those two guys know how to pitch, so definitely excited with those two signings.
Dylan Betances comes in as well, too. That's a big boy, and he's a hell of a pitcher when he's healthy, and now hopefully he will be healthy. But what did you think of that addition?
That's exciting. Back of the bullpen guy, definitely going to be comfortable handing the ball over to him. So that's an exciting piece, and anytime you add to – help your bullpen, that's a big part of this game, and we're definitely excited to have him.
I think the bullpen is probably one area where you can get a lot of bounce back, and you guys need bounce back from guys in the bullpen, no question, with Diaz, Familiar, etc. But if everyone comes together, there's a lot of guys out there that can close games and know what they're doing out there.
Yeah, that's exciting. The goal is to win a lot of baseball games and win a World Series, so if you you have a lot of guys who could close games, so hopefully we're on a lot of winning streaks and those guys get a lot of chances.
Let me ask you this, because I remember back in 2016 or 17, I can't remember, but the Mets went down to Houston and played. I remember after that series, you were very impressed with the way the Astros played and the way they went about the game, the camaraderie they had, that kind of thing. What were your thoughts when you heard about the cheating scandal with them and the Red Sox in the offseason, especially being a pitcher?
Yeah, honestly, I haven't looked too much into it. Got two kids keeping me pretty busy, so you know, to hear it, it's unfortunate, but you know, I think Major League Baseball is doing a good job of trying to eliminate that from happening in the future. So I think this offseason my main focus was getting ready for this year, and you know, tried not to look into other things, and you know, I guess it goes to kind of how I play the game, control what I can control.
You have a pretty good focus. You've always been really good at that. You're throwing in the offseason. I know you've done that. I think you said, what, February 3rd you're going to get on the mound?
Yeah, February 3rd is the plan to go down to St. Lucie and get off the mound for the first time. Been playing a lot of catch, so getting close and getting exciting.
You think this team can make the next step?
That's the goal. You know, personal awards, all that's great, but this is a team game, and that's the ultimate goal, is for the team to win a World Series. So I think we have a good group of guys and everybody pulling in that direction, so I think it's going to be an exciting year.
Jake, good luck going for number 3 this year, too. Okay, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Ed.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.